I understood that a child may ask and receive support from a lawyer in case he or she needs it, but it's free of charge if the child, or if I understand well, the family is indigent. But what happens if the child, I mean, the parents do not want to pay, or the child has an independent need for a lawyer? Sometimes there may be some issue in the family, or sometimes if in case of a child victim, the legal action could be against the parents. So there may be a conflict of interest there. And is it the case that all children have a lawyer when they are facing a judicial procedure? My impression in the answer was in some case, yes, it is if the children ask, but is it the case that every child received the support of a lawyer? And my final request for clarification, when we talk about access to justice and remedy, we also talk about other means that children can use when they have a complaint. Is there a complaint mechanism, effective complaint mechanism? For instance, there is an issue at school, there is no need to go to a judge, but maybe there is a need or possibility to solve the problem without, you know, going to a formal judicial system or procedure. So what kind of accessible procedure is available for children in case of need? Thank you.
Thank you. So I know that you probably feel like you've already got lots of questions you haven't answered yet. Don't worry, we will still have the opportunity to move on to those. But I think it's now a good time for us to... Oh, sorry, I didn't see Mary Bella. Let's take a